gang. Morning. Welcome back. Another episode of Zero Carb Journal, episode 32, I think. Morning, everyone. How you guys doing? Hey, it's Sunday. It's really early. It's 5:15. I woke up about 4:30, and it looks like it's going to be an amazing sunrise, so I'm going to probably fail at showing you the sunrise again while I sit here and talk to you, but should be going on right there behind me, maybe. I don't know how this lighting's working. It's always so tough to do this, but I keep trying, so maybe you'll get to see some sunrise. Anyways, hey guys, morning. I'm just waking up here, obviously, and normal deal. So hope you guys had a great week. I've got not much really to share. Just wanted to do my weekly journal here and get you guys all caught up. Let's see. The last time we met, I did this early in the morning on Saturday, and then I left it uploading while I went on my boat ride and went on a great weekend adventure. And so I kind of didn't get to post it all up the way I usually do and stuff because I was gone all weekend. I just left it uploading and left it so when I got back, I got all your comments and stuff. So anyways, I had a great week. I had a wonderful zero carb week. I had some really good experiences that were pertinent to zero carb. And yeah, you guys, I just continue to be feeling good and really enjoying the lifestyle. So yeah, last weekend was wonderful. My friend came and picked me up in his boat. We took a boat ride about an hour and a half across the water there, but it was about 28 miles to get to Shaw Island in the San Juans from here by boat. And I had such a good time, you guys. From a personal standpoint, it was wonderful. I saw both my dear old friend and his wife. And then, much to my surprise, although he had told me he would be there, was one of our other old childhood friends, one of my closest friends from childhood, who I completely have lost touch with. You know, I don't have Facebook. I've lost touch with all these people. I haven't been to any of my high school reunions. They're all still really tight, so I'm sort of infamous, I guess, for being hard to get a hold of and hard to keep in touch with. But as I said, I just pushed everyone away all my life. But anyways, this old friend of mine was there with his wife, and I went to their wedding back in probably 1993 or something, and that's the last time I think I saw either of them. And come to find out, they live in Bulgaria. They're both teachers. He's a principal, actually, of they teach and work at a expat school there in Bulgaria, and it was so cool to see them. Oh my gosh, it was wonderful to see my old buddy there. We lived together after high school for a few years, and we were just incredibly close, and so it was really good to see those guys. From a zero carb standpoint, you guys, it was so cool. I really enjoyed visiting with these friends because, you know, the more I go out and the more I spend time in the world, the more I realize it's just no big deal to be zero carb. So I went up there, hung out with them. They made a big dinner on Saturday night, and they made ribeye. So I just ate ribeye, and I was totally fine. And we talked about, you know, my weird diet and stuff. And my the one pair have a child that is having some IBD or IBS or something undisclosed that they haven't been able to pin down. And her father has Crohn's, and they were just super excited, actually, to hear about my discoveries. So it was wonderful to share that. They were very open and receptive, so I felt really encouraged by all that. It makes me feel less and less weird the more I go out and spend time with people. It was easy to eat with them. I enjoyed my meals, and it was wonderful. And so we did that. We went crabbing. So I got to enjoy some wonderful fresh crab, really enjoyed that. And yeah, I just had a great time, you guys. And it felt great. My energy was awesome. It was nice. You know, we sat around the fire at night, they were drinking and I wasn't. We used to always drink together. And again, that wasn't weird at all. They were all super supportive and I had no desire to drink. It was just great. So anyways, I had a wonderful weekend, and it was so nice to see my old friends and to get out and socialize. It's been really good. I've done a lot more socializing this month than I have in a long time, and I'm glad I put it on my list. I'm glad I'm prioritizing it. So that's been really great. So I got back on Sunday evening and just kind of rested up. And then this week I had a great week. I just kind of dug in, got after my firewood. Man, I got a lot of wood up. I wore myself out again. Had a couple good days of hard workouts, a few more than a couple, but did some hard workouts this week. And mostly just kind of hung out and got myself sort of stable and back on track with my chores around here. And I'm finally now kind of feeling like I'm getting caught up on firewood and fencing and all the things that I had neglected while I was working so hard during the spring. So I'm finally kind of getting over that hump, and I'm looking at August as a time to really hopefully enjoy myself and recharge. Now, I did get a call from one of the boat shops, and might be some work for me in the coming weeks, which I'd be happy to have. So it's been a nice little break. I'd love to get back in there and get some more funds for the winter coming up here, but we'll see if that happens. And but I'm feeling great about my energy levels, my goals, and where I am with all my projects and stuff. So yeah, just looking forward to maybe getting over some of these compulsories. I'm tired this morning, you guys. Getting over my compulsories, getting the firewood up for the year and all those types of things. So anyways, let's talk about zero carb a little bit, you guys. So my meals have been the same. I've been holding the line. I've been sticking at my 2 pounds a day of just ground beef. I did break out of that a little bit last weekend. You know, I went and visited my friends, like I said, so I just ate without weighing or anything, and I ate some, you know, crab and steak, and then I ate quite a bit of ground beef on Sunday. I was really hungry, and I kind of let my 2 pounds rule slide for now, but my weight is good, and my waistline is slim, and I'm feeling great, so I'm not really watching my weight or counting calories too much. A little bit, I'm still trying to hold the line and just sort of maintain until I go into another bulking stage, but in the meantime, I want to be able to fit into my pants and my clothes and stuff like that, so excuse me, guys. I'm really feeling early morning right here. So at any rate, food was good. My guts are good. I'm feeling great. But what I want to talk about was, I keep reading about folks struggling with transition, and I just wanted to touch base on that. You know, my feeling there is that you're struggling with a lifetime of eating carbs, and it's going to be really hard in the first week, maybe the first 2 weeks, maybe the first 3 weeks, maybe the first month. It does take a while to change over all your physiological systems, but more importantly, it takes a while to change over those addiction points in your brain, whatever you call them, that are just going to keep telling you, you need carbs, you got to have them, you know, your biome's changing, it's going to scream out for more carbs while that stuff's dying and changing out. And your brain and your addiction, you know, center as well you're going to be getting a lot of those same signals. So I just read a really interesting study. I need to revisit it, but it was about how mixing carbs and fats makes foods that have a higher reward value. And that's something that's sort of innate to us. We prioritize foods that have carbs and fat mixed. And the study actually came right out, and in the conclusion in the bottom, talked about how that actually worked. Just like opioids on our addictive center in our brain, and why we may have, you know, an inability or a real difficulty breaking bad eating habits, why we get so caught in these cycles, and why we do think that we really require, you know, things we might not need because of that. So it talked with no uncertain terms about the habit forming aspects of a mixed diet of mixed carbs and fats, and it was really eye opening. So I found it really fascinating. It really reinforced a lot of my beliefs about why we struggle so much with this diet change in the beginning, why we have gotten ourselves as a society stuck into eating such a high carb diet, and why we think it's the right way to go. I just think we've been addicted to it for centuries, and so at any rate, I found that really fascinating, and I keep reading. You know, it seems like we had a lot of new people trying ZC for the first time right now. I got a lot of momentum. I just want to reach out to all you folks who are struggling, maybe trying it for the first time, and just say, hold the line. It's going to be hard for the first week or two. There's a reason why. You know, it's difficult for the same reason that quitting drinking or cigarettes or coffee or anything else addictive is difficult. It's going to feel like you need carbs. Your body's going to tell you you must have them, and it's not true. You'll be feeling better in no time. So I know a lot of people really struggle with that, so I just wanted to share that. And what else? I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look at your comments, you guys. I've been pretty much offline. It's been so nice here. We finally have full summer. Hasn't been any beach weather, but or you know, no surf. A lot of beach weather, but not much surf this last week. So I've been staying put and doing firewood, and I'll probably do that again this week. But I haven't been online much, so I apologize for that. So anyway, I don't know what's happening with the sunrise. It looks like we're just about to get a big orange ball, which is going to be amazing. And I'm not sure what else I can share with you guys. You know, right now I'm just kind of feeling like I don't have a whole lot to share on ZC at the moment. So I think I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it for a short one for today. And yeah. All right, you guys. Well, I hope you guys are all doing great, feeling as good as I am, and moving forward towards your goals. I'm still real focused on progress, and I'm waking up every day so grateful, you guys. And you know, that is one thing, I guess. I am gonna let you go, but I just wanted to talk real quick about simple living and being here in the moment. And these last few years have been so profound for me, and zero carb helps me so much with that, with remembering to just stay in the moment. Remembering that life isn't about hustling around and finding the next new recipe, or you know, just being here now and being content and being grateful for every moment that I get, that I'm not sick and that I'm here and get to move forward towards my goals and enjoy this beautiful place. And so I'm trying to slow down and enjoy it and remember those things. And zero carb has been really profound for that. So I guess just wanted to share a little bit about that, because that's been one of my focuses these last few weeks as I slow down on work and have reached my financial, or short-term financial goal anyway. I've got a lot more to go. But yeah, it's been neat to get back to focusing on being here now, being right in the moment, and just trying to enjoy being healthy and being here and this beautiful place we get to spend time, and this you know, all the good stuff. There's a lot of tough stuff going on out there right now, and it's real easy to get wrapped up in it. And so I've been focusing, as always, on just staying positive here in the moment. I think zero carb really helps me with that. And yeah, I don't know what that has to do with anything. I just thought I'd share. It's always good to remind myself to do that. So all right, you guys. Well, I'm gonna let you go. Hope you guys have a great day. Hope you're feeling good. And again, as always, I appreciate your support so much. All your comments are wonderful to read, and I hope you guys are all doing well and are getting something out of this. Let me know what I can share with you, and let's keep moving forward. Okay, guys. Thanks so much for all your comments and support, and I will see you next time. Thanks.